The Church Defined, Disciple Makers. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 19. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The mandate to make disciples of all nations has to a large extent become the great omission in the Great Commission. The directive of Jesus is not to make converts, but to make disciples. According to Wikipedia, a disciple in biblical terms is one who is a dedicated follower of Jesus. A disciple in the ancient biblical world actively imitated both the life and teaching of the Master. It was a deliberate apprenticeship which made the fully formed disciple a living copy of the Master. Luke records in Luke chapter 6 verses 12 to 16 that Jesus prayed all night before he chose his 12 disciples. Note how Mark chapter 3 verses 14 and 15 explained this. Then he appointed 12 that they might be with him and that he might send them out to preach, to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out demons. It was this close companionship with Jesus that transformed his disciples into great stalwarts for the kingdom. It is therefore no wonder then that when Peter and John stood before the Sanhedrin to speak in Acts chapter 4 and verse 13, the leaders perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled, and they realized that they had been with Jesus. To those who desired to be his disciples, Jesus set forth some demands. A disciple, according to Jesus, is one who denies himself and takes up his cross daily to follow him. Luke chapter 9 and verse 23. One who loves God more than anyone else, even more than his own life. Luke chapter 14 verses 25 and 26. One who is willing to give up everything. Luke chapter 14 and verse 33. Jesus further taught that if the people around us were to recognize us as his disciples, then certain characteristics would have to be evident in our lives. As disciples of Jesus, we must abide in his word, John chapter 8 and verse 31, love one another as he loved us, John chapter 13 verses 34 and 35, and bear much fruit in our lives. John chapter 15 and verse 8. The early church made disciples of all those who believed, and we read in Acts chapter 11 and verse 26, so for a whole year Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people. The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. Making disciples is the call of God for the church today. It is a challenging task as it requires of us to give more than just the good news. It demands we share our time, energy, resources, and our lives as well. Paul says this gracefully in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 8. We loved you so much that we shared with you not only God's good news, but our own lives too. Paul further explains this discipleship process to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2. And what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Someone said this so powerfully. We aren't called to fill the pews with members. We are called to fill the world with disciples. Here's a thought-provoking quote by A.W. Tozer. Only a disciple can make a disciple. As disciples of Jesus, let us fulfill the Great Commission in its entirety and be disciple makers for Jesus.